In this episode, I explain a way to use the Happy Athlete Training Scale to make better progress while prioritizing your horse's well-being. It's a short, but hopefully very helpful episode that you can put into practice right away. Hi, I'm Karen Rolfe, and welcome to Horse Training in Harmony. This podcast is about you making progress with your horse in a way that you both can love. It's about learning how to move and be in harmony. Because yes, you really can develop a horse to be both athletic and happy. When we show up as our best selves for our horses will show up for us. So, let's get started. Hello, everyone. I hope you and your horses are feeling fine. I recorded an episode the other night where I actually put a microphone on and I walked out and did night hay and visited with a few horses and brought you guys along with me. And and then something weird happened with the recording. So you're not going to hear that tonight, but hopefully I will do that again. And I'll let you hear that one. Anyway, in this episode, I wanted to talk about the Happy Athlete Training Scale, I know, again. And here's why. Every time I get asked to put a presentation together or do a talk, it always seems like the Happy Athlete Training Scale needs to be included. It's such a great overarching big picture view and framework of everything, and everything that I teach can be explained through the lens of the Happy Athlete Training Scale. It's super simple and it's super powerful. The tricky part is in actually using it. So I wanted to talk about one way of looking at the training scale. I've talked about this before and you can find it on my website. I'll do a little brief overview. But I also wanted to talk about how to use it backwards, if that makes sense. So again, like you can find this on my website, but if you picture the training scale, there's a base of happiness. That's our first priority. And in a nutshell, you know, you start with happy individuals. Happy individuals can better harmonize together. If they're in harmony, they can better communicate. And if you have great communication, then you can start to influence their way of moving in a nice way. And then if they're moving really balanced and in a healthy way, then you can focus on the sport-specific skills. So this makes perfect sense, right? It's very, you might even think oversimplified, like, duh, you know, it's obvious. But you can find lots of examples of when this is not the system of prioritization being used. Right? You can find lots of systems where instead of, like, the Happy Athlete Training Scale has a big base of happiness, harmony, communication, and then at the top of the little point of the little pyramid is the sport-specific training. You know, the contrast of that is, or the inverse of that, is when horses are spending a bulk of their time working in the sport and very little tiny amount of time in this teeny little point of being happy. So that's the logic of the training scale. It's a system of prioritization, right? And it just, like I said, it makes sense, right? You can follow that logic. First priority is that the horse is happy, calm, content, safe, and comfortable in its environment. You arrive as a well-adjusted human being, and that's your starting point. And then if you have that, it makes perfect sense that if you and the horse come together, you're going to have a much better chance of finding some base level of harmony together, where you're just like okay in each other's space. And then from there, you can go on to the third priority and think about becoming mentally connected through high quality communication. You have understanding and therefore responsiveness, you know, right? And then if you're communicating, now when you start to talk to the body, there's not defensiveness and brace and fear and force because of the happiness, harmony, and communication. And so your horse is going to move more freely and easily and lightly and blah, blah, blah. Right. So hopefully when I talk about that, you're just like, click, click, click. Yep, yep, yep. Totally get it. Makes sense. Thumbs up. Great. Now, one layer of this is to take that very nice idea that sounds really good. You can put the poster on the wall. That's one thing. The other thing is to actually use it in that way. And so I hope you really are thinking about it and using it. And if you're new to this and you want help, you know, I have the Happy Athlete, the How to Create a Happy Athlete course. It's really concise and it gives you some key exercises. So it gives you that theory in the nutshell and then gives you some key exercises, each one that if you kind of get those working, chances are, you know, you're going to be able to build on it more easily. So that's always there for you. Now, with saying everything that I just said, and I stand by it, there might be some people, maybe you're thinking that, you know, hey, Karen, wouldn't the opposite also be true? You know, like maybe if you focus on communication, that quality communication could also lead to better harmony. So that would be working, you know, from something higher down. And if you're in harmony and you're communicating well, then won't that create some happiness? And if your horse is moving in a nice, balanced way, won't that make it easier for the signals to go through? If you've eliminated brace and defensiveness in the horse's body, won't then your aids and communication be lighter? And then that'll create more harmony, and then you'll be happier. So, you know, you might be thinking, hey, wait a minute, you could do that completely backwards, and it could work. So I have a few things to say about that. First of all good things in life, and therefore horses, are going to be wrapped in paradoxes, right? The early bird gets the worm, and good things come to those who wait. So whenever I find one of these where it's like, this is true, and then the opposite is also true, I pay attention because it means I'm getting close to something really powerful, right? So I've learned to look for the paradoxes and stay there, right? It's easy to go, well, those can't be true. I just have to pick one and I'm going to stick with it righteously. And instead I go, huh, this is true and this is true. This is true and the opposite is true at the same time. How interesting. What's really going on here? So there's that. And then there's also this idea of someone very smart once told me, all models are wrong, but some of them are very helpful. So the Happy Athlete Training Scale is a model. It's not going to be perfect, but it can be really helpful. Anyway, how do I reconcile that idea that you could actually have the total opposite of what I just described also be true? So when you train well, you can use the Happy Athlete Training Scale in a way that everything helps everything. You can start with happiness and end up with a sport horse, but you can also start at the top and do sport type things and end up with a happy horse, but only if you do it with that intention. So I suggest starting with harmony and then building communication, for example, but you can also use communication in order to find harmony. But be careful when you hear someone talking like that it doesn't start sounding like this. Ah, you have to make the horse do what you say, and then you'll get along much better. In that case, it might be less about communication and more about control. And the goal is less about harmony, and it's more about getting the horse to just give up. And that is working against the intention of the Happy Athlete Training Scale. I want to tell you about an online course that I have, and I'm really excited about it. It's called How to Create a Happy Athlete. and it's based on the Happy Athlete Training Scale, which is a proven framework for ethical training that prioritizes your horse's well-being as you move up the levels. Now, if you're the kind of person who loses sleep worrying about how to keep your horse happy and still advance, then you're not oversensitive. You're just really aware, and it means you care. And those are actually superpowers. The reality is you don't have to choose between results and your relationship. You just need to know how to prioritize. So it's about being strategic and having a blueprint to guide you. And that's what the How to Create a Happy Athlete course does. Gives you that framework, and then it shares key exercises. You'll get theory, demonstration, and you'll see me coaching riders through those exercises for their first time. It's really the ideal starting point for anyone of any discipline. It's actually my most concise, powerful, and least expensive online course. So if you've been wanting to learn more from me and you haven't been sure like exactly where to start, this is it. Now, if you're already studying dressage naturally, you're going to love adding this to your library. So go to go.dressagenaturally.net/HATS, as in HATS, Happy Athlete Training Scale. So again, that's go.dressagenaturally.net/HATS. And I'll leave the link in the show notes. All right, back to the pod. So in that example, the word communication ends up sort of being a code for just control. And communication and control are really different things. And focusing just on control can actually diminish harmony. And I'm not saying that we want to be out of control. We want to be able to control, but we don't want to be having to control all the time. So when I think about situations where I'm using techniques for control, I'm usually in a situation where like the horse is really not wanting to be participating, or they're wanting to be somewhere else, or they're actively, fighting against in some way whatever I'm asking. And so I'm having to physically hold them, or there's equipment that's designed to control, you know, controlling aids is like, okay, you're not wanting to do this, but I need to keep you here in some way. And control can be light. Control doesn't always have to be, you know, harsh or painful or aggressive, but it's like, you guys probably all know the feeling of like, you're just controlling the speed. And because, you know, if you drop the reins for a second, pew, they'd be off. Right. So you haven't really established the communication and the agreement. You're just controlling it. And so being stuck in confusing communication and control can cause you to be stuck in these even very refined kind of controlling sort of situations. And that's not necessarily going to lead to harmony, right? Because there's always this little feeling of you can't quite let go, or you can't quite be as soft, or that the horse would really rather be somewhere else. So when you go from the top of the training scale down, you still have to keep in mind that the goal of the training is to end up with the training scale as it is, with a base of happiness and harmony, and then working your way up. That you and your horse spend a lot of time being happy individuals that get along and, you know, communicate, blah, 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 and a little bit of time in sport. And you'll feel it if you're getting that backwards. And, you know, we all go through moments and stages and phases where we don't have our perfect little happy athlete pyramid. But you want to be conscious of it. And you want to know, okay, I'm going to use, you know, maybe the harmony is not as great as you would like it. Maybe the communication is not as great as you would like it. But you're going to make a strategic decision to say, you know, there's this dressage pattern, or there's this jumping grid exercise that you could do that's, you know, maybe very much sport specific, but you're going to employ that sport specific task or exercise, even if you feel like you don't have the perfect communication or harmony, but you feel like it's going to develop something. It's going to be one of the little keys that unlocks a certain door, and you're doing it not just to say, shut up and let's just get to the sport stuff, and you're not ignoring that maybe there's a lack of harmony. You're not ignoring that maybe they're not very happy. You're not ignoring the communication problems. You're just going to make a strategic training decision and say, you know, I'm going to do this, but the goal of the exercise is to end up with a better balanced horse, a horse who's maybe focusing more and now more communicative, a horse that because of that ends up in more harmony. After the exercise, you can actually let go of your reins and your horse is more present and balanced and satisfied. And so the harmony is higher. And because of that, you both feel like rock stars. And maybe there it was like physically, like I say, satisfying. Some horses like to move. And so then they're happier in general. That absolutely can happen. So it's kind of going backwards from the top down on the training scale, but not as far as your intention. You never leave that overall intention of here's the most important things you want to end up with. I would much rather end up with a happy, healthy, harmonious horse that I get along with and communicate well. And maybe we didn't get as far in the sport as we would like to, but I preserved the being, rather than a horse that I make get something done in sport, but it ruins their life. They're miserable. They're in pain. They hate it when they see me coming. So it doesn't mean that we have to fiddle around with communication before we ask their bodies to do something. I mean, we're always going to be being with them in an emotional way, you know, thinking about priority number two, the harmony, that's always going to be factored in. We're always going to have to ask them to do something no matter what. We're going to need to somehow communicate it, and we're going to need to move their bodies in a way. So I think this is where, you know, you can use this model as a nice step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, and it totally works. And that you can also then look at how to work it from the top down without throwing it out and saying, oh, that's wrong. Karen said you have to start at the base and go up. And I just did an exercise with shoulder in, and then my horse was much happier and more harmonious. And, you know, and that's backwards, so it's wrong. I'm not going to look at the Happy Athlete Training Scale anymore. It's that nuance of how you're doing it and why you're doing it. So another example would be, you know, kind of an obvious example is if you want a horse that's relaxed, right? So part of being a happy horse is that they're relaxed. Okay, great. We'd like a relaxed horse. What if your horse is not relaxed? You don't necessarily just stare at them waiting for them to become relaxed. Now, I think there's a big benefit to slowing down and giving your horse time, but there might be some things that you do, right? So just because biomechanics is way up high in the, you know, fourth priority, it doesn't mean we don't move our horses. We don't ask their bodies to move. We're going to do some sort of exercise, maybe serpentines. That's a biomechanical gymnastic kind of exercise, but I'm not going to not do that just because it's at the top of the pyramid of the training scale. But I'm going to be doing it for the purpose of creating a more relaxed horse. And again, I hope when you're listening to this, you're thinking, duh, I hope it's that obvious. Because if it's that obvious and that simple, hopefully you'll actually do it. And I think maybe the interesting part would be to catch yourself when you're making these training decisions and make sure that even if you're deciding to do something further up on the scale, Is it because you've checked the boxes and you're totally ready for it? Or is it because you haven't checked the boxes and you just want to like get to the more interesting stuff and you realize you're not really regarding your horse? That would be good to know, you know. Or are you making a strategic decision to think, okay, I'm going to do this up here, but I will know I'm successful because after I do it, the things lower on the scale feel better. And I mean, really, that's what the ultimate is, that you build up and you add on to it. And then you get to the point where when you're improving your communication, it makes the harmony better. You get enough harmony to be able to communicate. And then when you work on your quality, your communication, it makes the harmony even better. When the communication's good, you play with the way your horse moves. And because your horse moves better, he's like, whoa, mom's got good ideas. I'm going to listen even more. Because after she asked me to do this funny thing with my shoulder, man, I really felt freer in my body. So that works that way. Right? And so you can go up and say the communication makes it easier to make the changes in the body, but the changes in the body make the horse even more tuned into the communication, which brings the harmony up higher, which leaves everybody feeling happier. And many, many times, you know, you have to have your horse balanced enough and moving in a good enough way to do the higher exercises in the sport. But there's been lots of times when I'm sort of fiddling around with the feeling and it doesn't really improve until I go, all right, I'm going to try to get this pattern done. I'm going to try to get those three flying changes on the diagonal. And I have to make sure I have a good enough. I love using the term good enough. So don't it be perfect. Just get rid of the red flags. Get it good enough. Try going up. And then again, I'm going to do those, try to get those three flying changes done on the diagonal in balance, not just for the sake of doing the changes, but sometimes after doing that task, it causes me to really learn something about my horse's balance and way of moving, and I can make an adjustment so that sport-specific exercise makes me improve the way my horse is moving, which then the communication goes better and we're in more harmony and everybody's happy, right? So the key is to not just say, I'm disregarding everything that's not working and I'm going to resort to control and getting the fun stuff done. And I don't care how my horse feels about it. Like that, that's going off course, right? So can we go up and down the scale, the Happy Athlete Training Scale, while still holding and committing to the ultimate prioritization as it's shown? Base of happiness, build the harmony, communication, way of moving, sport. That's the ultimate prioritization. And like I said, if anybody wants any help with this, I mean, the Happy Athlete Training Scale is woven through all my material. All my material sits on the training scale somewhere. And if you go to my on my website, dressagenaturally.net, and you go to the Learn tab, and I describe all my courses in context of the Happy Athlete Training Scale. I have like little circles, like we focus on this part of it and this part of it. And there's a dedicated course, How to Create a Happy Athlete, that really, it's such a concise way. If you're new and you haven't taken any formal learning from me, it's a great place to start because it's online course, but it's not one of those courses where you get like a gazillion hours of videos and you feel like you're never going to make it through it. I challenged myself to make this as concise and in a nutshell as possible, so you can actually just get the concept and get some key exercises in each one, and it's meant to be super easy to digest. So that's just sitting there and you can find it on my website, and I'll put a link somewhere. That's it. So go forth and contemplate the Happy Athlete Training Scale when you're with your horse and see how you are using it. You are using it. whether you know it or not. And I think the more conscious you are, the better results you'll get. That's it.
If this episode resonates with you, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. Training horses is a long game. The more you listen, the more pieces of the puzzle you'll have. To see all your learning resources, visit dressagenaturally.net. That's where you'll find free videos, online courses, my book. You can sign up for my Wednesday Wisdom email or even book a private consult. Most of all, remember, you got this. Never underestimate the possibility for things to improve in ways you cannot yet imagine. Till next time, love your horse, move in harmony, and enjoy the process.